I'm wondering what you think of our other paranoid film this week, though, Take Shelter, which is another proposition altogether. Michael Shannon is a father of one in a small town in Ohio. He's been having these recurring apocalyptic nightmares. He starts building a tornado shelter at the back of the house and attracts the ire of his wife, who's not only worried about how much he's obsessing about the end of the world or something like that, but she's starting to worry about the money he's spending as well. He keeps dreaming about these ominous strangers and toxic rain, but is it all in his head? I don't know. What did you think? Did you relate to this? Did you connect with it?
Well, it's such a contrast to Red State. It's a really deep film. It's quite profound on a lot of levels. If you're expecting a thriller, it will disappoint you, because I think it's actually a psychological drama told in a kind of strange way. And maybe Jeff Nichols didn't make that hard decision about what kind of film he was making in the process, and that could be one of the film's minor flaws.
Yeah, because it melds a kind of art house naturalism with these surreal flashes.
Mm, and are they supernatural or paranormal? Mm. And they are quite scary. They are genuinely unsettling, a lot of the visions that the character Curtis has. But what makes this film is the performances from Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain. I mean, they are just fantastic. I loved him. He's got this kind of monumental muscularity about him.
That's so interesting. I love him as an actor. I was bored by him on screen here in this film.
But he didn't give enough away.
He didn't. I kind of found it this monotone of paranoia. And I'm in a minority because, I mean, this won the Critics Week prize at Cannes.
There's a lot of raving about it.
And Jeff Nichols, of course, his first film, Shotgun Stories, people loved that. I thought that was perhaps a stronger film than this one. But here, yeah, I found it all too monotone. It didn't really connect with me. Even the paranoia didn't kind of excite me.
I saw it as a man really ill-equipped to deal with this internal disturbance that's going on. And yes, he was contained, and yes, a lot of the work he did was very fine and maybe boring, but to me, he was holding in something. And he was a great foil to Jessica Chastain, who is a great contrast. She's tiny, she's really fine bone, and yet it's her strength that gets him through it. Or gets, you know, or at least gives him a chance to get through it. And I think that was wonderful. I think there are other problems with the film. Like, I think it is a little bit too long, and I think ultimately it's dissatisfying. The resolution doesn't quite hit it for me.
Yeah, there is this kind of reveal at the end, yeah. But we won't give that away, obviously. But, yeah, I was a bit more disappointed than you, I must admit. I didn't enjoy the ride as much to that somewhat sort of disappointing ending. But anyway, an interesting film. I guess you come out in favour of Take Shelter and I come out in favour of Red State.
We're all even.
That's right. Thank you very much, Cassie. We'll see you next week.
See you then.